感谢主，大家平安。
Thank the Lord, may peace be with everyone.
今天晚上我们来学习巴迪买的蒙恩。
And this evening we'll learn Bartimaeus receiving salvation.
我们来看马可福音第十章。
Let's read Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
我们要先从四十六节读到五十二节。
We'll read 46, verse 46 to 52.
说到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是迪买的儿子巴迪买，坐在路旁。47节。
47.
他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说，大卫的祖孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。48节。
48.
有许多人责备他，不许他住生，他却越发大声喊着说，大卫的祖孙啊，可怜我吧。49节。
49.
耶稣就站住说，叫他过来。他们就叫那瞎子对他说，放心起来，他叫你啦。50节。
50.
瞎子就丢下衣服跳起来走到耶稣那里。51节。
51.
耶稣说，要我为你做什么？瞎子说，拉波尼，我要能看见。52节。
52.
耶稣说，你去吧，你的信救了你了。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。好，这里讲到有一个人叫做巴迪买。
Here is talk about a man named Bartimaeus.
他是住在这个耶利哥城的地方。
He lives in the city of Jericho.
还有他是生来就瞎眼了。
Because he was born blind.
所以靠着乞讨来为生。
So he was a beggar.
但是后来主耶稣经过的时候啊。他大声呼求，所以主耶稣就医好了他。
And when Lord Jesus was passing by, he cried out with a loud voice, and Lord Jesus healed him.
所以如果我们按照这个圣经的顺序来看，
So if we look from the orders of the Bible,
这是主耶稣最后一次经过耶利哥，然后上到耶路撒冷。
This was the last time Jesus passed by Jericho to go to Jerusalem.
因为他不久以后他就为我们人类的罪被钉在十字架了。
Because soon he will be crucified on the cross for the sin of mankind.
主耶稣经过耶利哥的时候，他做了两件事情。
And Jesus did two things when he passed by the city of Jericho.
一个是医好巴迪买瞎眼。
He healed and gave the sight to this Bartimaeus.
另外一个就是呼召了一个税吏长撒该。
And he also called the tax collectors.
这是主耶稣在最后在耶利哥城所做的两件事。
He called Zacchaeus, and this was the two things that he did in Jericho.
我们今天特别来谈这个巴迪买能够得到神救恩的原因跟过程。
So we'll talk about the reason and the process of Bartimaeus receiving salvation.
首先来谈这个巴迪买的身世。
We'll talk about the background of Bartimaeus.
这里讲到说他是迪买的儿子。
Says that he is the son of Timaeus.
因为犹太人这个巴，那个巴就是儿子的意思。
And in Jewish society, bar means the son of.
所以巴迪买就是迪买的儿子。
Bartimaeus means he is the son of Timaeus.
迪买这个名字本来是有身份非常尊贵受人敬重的人。
And Timaeus was someone that is, has a status and he was well respected.
但是没想到他的儿子变成一个瞎眼又靠着讨饭为生的人。
But strangely, his son was a blind man and he has to survive as a beggar.
所以这也是我们世人的一种预表。
And this prefigures the mankind.
我们本来是神所造，称为神的儿子。
We were created by God, and we were called the sons of God.
因为我们有神的形象。
We have the image of God.
我们有非常尊贵的身份。
We have a noble status.
但是自从我们人类的祖先亚当夏娃犯罪以后。
But after our ancestor Adam and Eve sinned.
所以人就失掉了荣耀的身份。
Humans lost a glorious identity.
人就远离了神。
And mankind is far from God.
所以人生就带来很多的愁苦很多的患难。
So there are many sorrows and suffering in life.
所以圣经说人离开神以后人好像赤身可怜的人一样。
So Bible says that whoever is far from God, he is naked and poor.
又好像这个瞎子看不到福音的真光。
He's like a blind man who cannot see the light of truth.
找不到人生的盼望。
Cannot see the hope in life.
得不到平安的道路。
Cannot receive the path of peace.
所以这个巴迪买就是人离开神的一种写照。
So Bartimaeus represents how people leaving God.
我们知道这个瞎眼的人很可怜。
We know blind man is very poor.
因为这是我们身体上的器官的残缺。
Because it's a type of disability.
没有啦视力看不清外界的东西。
Without vision, they cannot see anything else in the world.
所以整年都好像生活在黑暗当中一样。
It's as if they live in darkness.
所以外界的景色外界的人物他完全看不到。
The sights and the road and the people, they cannot see anything.
所以生活在黑暗当中非常可怜。
It's pitiful to live in darkness.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
马太福音六章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 22.
说眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗那黑暗是何等的大呢？这里讲到说眼睛就是我们灵魂的窗户一样。
It says that our eyes are like the windows of our soul.
所以说眼睛好像一盏灯光。
Eyes are like a lamp.
你如果眼睛很明亮我们对外界的事物都看得很清楚。
If the lamp is bright, then we can see everything outside.
我们心中就很光明。
Then there's brightness in our hearts.
但是如果眼睛昏花了，对外界的事情看不清楚了，我们内心就好像在黑暗当中一样。
If our eye is bad and we cannot see anything, it's as if we're in darkness.
所以眼睛的嘹亮眼睛光明非常重要。
So it's important to have our eyes full of light.
但是我们知道说不只是肉体上的眼睛灵性的眼睛更重要。
We know that spiritual eyesight is more important than our physical eyes.
如果一个人虽然年纪大了，有时候眼睛看不清楚。
And as a person ages, they cannot see well.
但是有的人他心灵上的眼睛非常的嘹亮。
But the spiritual eyes are full of light.
我听过一个见证说有一个老弟兄。
I have heard a testimony of an old brother.
虽然他年纪大了，眼睛看不见。
Even though he is old in age, he cannot see well.
但是他每天都很快乐。
But every day he is very joyful.
他很喜欢唱的诗歌就是我家在天。
He likes to sing the hymn, My Place is in Heaven.
越唱越高兴。
The more he sings, the more joyful he is.
有的人就问他说你怎么会那么高兴
So people ask him, why are you so happy?
你眼睛也没有办法看到。
You cannot see well.
你好像很喜乐。
But you're very joyful.
他说当然喜乐
He says, of course I'm joyful.
因为我虽然眼睛看不见。
Even though I cannot see well.
但是我知道说有一天我会回天家。
But I know that I will return to heavenly home.
回到天家以后天国里面当然没有那个瞎眼的啦。
And when I return to heavenly kingdom, there is no blind people in
heaven. 没有什么残缺的啦。
There is no disability.
所以他就充满着盼望。
So he is full of hope.
所以常常唱我家乃在天
So he often sings, my home is in heaven.
所以虽然肉眼看不见 但是他的心灵非常光明。
So, even though he cannot see well, but his eyes is full of light.
我们来看《列王记上》十四章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 14.
列王记上十四章。
1 Kings chapter 14.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
列王记上十四章第四节。
1 Kings chapter 14, verse 4.
耶罗波安的妻就这样行起身往素罗去，到了亚西亚的家。亚西亚因为年纪老迈，眼目花直，不能看见。但是神先晓谕亚西亚说：“耶罗波安的妻啊，要来问你，安因他儿子病了，你当如此如此告诉他。”啊，他进来的时候必装作别的妇人。那这里讲到有一个老先知叫做亚西亚。
Here it talks about old prophet named Ahijah.
因为当这个罗波安王的时候啊，阿他曾经啊啊对耶罗波安讲预言说，他可以啊得到十个支派，另外建立一个国家。
He prophesied to Jeroboam in the kingdom of Rehoboam that he would possess 10 tribes.
啊，那没想到耶罗波安啊做王了以后啊，他却离开了神。
But after Jeroboam becomes king, he departed from God.
啊，受了很多很多的偶像让以色列人敬拜。
He had many idols for the Israelites.
啊，所以神就处罚他，让他的儿子啊生病了。
So God punished him by making his son sick.
啊，所以耶罗波安呢、啊？就想起这个先知亚西亚。
So Jeroboam remembered this prophet Ahijah.
啊，叫他的妻子说：“你打扮呐、啊，成为一般的妇人呐、啊，啊，去见亚西亚。”
So he told his wife to pretend to be some woman to go see this prophet.
啊，然后问问他呐，我们的儿子将来会怎么样啊
？To ask about the future of our son.
他说：“这个亚西亚虽然年纪老迈呐
，But Ahijah was very old.
啊，眼睛都看不见呐
，He could not see.”
那他的心灵的眼睛就很清楚。
But his spiritual eyes were very clear.
因为神就亲自启示他。
Because God revealed to him.
说耶罗波安的妻子会来，他打扮成一般的妇人。
Jeroboam's wife will come and pretend to be another woman.
然后他来了，你以后啊，你就要把神要惩罚他们家的事情告诉他。
When she comes, you need to tell the things that God will punish them for.
然后告诉他说，你为什么要打扮成为一般的妇人
？And ask her why do you pretend to be another woman?
我奉神的命令啊，把那个神要惩罚你们的不好的消息告诉你。
I have been sent by God to give you the bad news.
说当你回到你城里啊，你假如一踏进城门，你的儿子一定死掉。
When you return to your city, your son will die.
但是啊，将来耶罗波安的家会遭到神的非常重的惩罚。
And the house of Jeroboam will be punished greatly by God.
说死在城中的会被狗吃。
And those who die in the city will be eaten by dogs.
死在田里的会被空中的飞鸟吃掉。
And those who die in the field will be eaten by birds.
因为耶罗波安呐、啊，他没有纪念神给他的恩典呐、啊，把百姓带到那个拜偶像。一个途径
Because Jeroboam did not obey God and led the people to worship idols.
所以让整个北朝以色列就一直陷在罪里面。
So the northern kingdom Israel is insane.
一直到最后国家亡掉。
Until the nation corrupted.
所以啊，受到很重的惩罚。
So they were greatly punished.
但是我们看到说这个亚西亚先知啊。
And we see this prophet Ahijah.
虽然年纪很老迈。
He was very old in age.
虽然看不见,
he could not see.
但是他心灵很明亮。
But he was very clear in his spiritual eyes.
所以我们说啊，这个心灵的眼睛啊，比肉体的眼睛更重要。
So our spiritual eyes are more important than our flesh.
有的人虽然肉体的眼睛看得见。
Some of us can see in the flesh.
但是心灵的眼睛却瞎掉了。
But our spiritual eyes are blind.
我们看约翰福音第九章。
Let's read John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章
John chapter 9
39节
Verse 39
约翰福音九章39节
John chapter 9 verse 39
耶稣说啊我为审判到这世上来叫不能够看见的可以看见能够看见的反瞎了眼40节
40
同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说：“难道我们也瞎了眼吗？”41节。
41。
耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能够看见，所以你们的罪还在。”主耶稣叫一个生来就瞎眼的，让他能够看见。
Lord Jesus gave sight to the man who was born blind.
当然是很多的法利赛人看到了以后啊，不但不相信。
But when Pharisees saw this, they did not believe.
啊，反而把这个瞎眼得医治的人把他赶出会堂。
They casted this blind man out of the temple.
啊，因为这个人说啊，耶稣一定是从神来那里来的。
Because this man said Jesus must come from God.
因为从来没有一个人啊可以让瞎眼的得看见。
Because there's no one that can give sight to a blind
man. 啊，他如果不是从神那里来的啊，一定没有办法做什么。
If he's not from God, he can do nothing.
啊，但是这个法利赛人他们就硬心说啊，他是一个罪人，他在安息日医病。
But Pharisees said that he is a sinner because he healed on the Sabbath.
啊，无论怎样，他们就不接受。
They did not accept him.
啊，后来这个瞎眼都看见的人啊，他不只是认识耶稣啊，啊还拜他，因为他知道他就是救赎主。
This blind man came to know Jesus and he worshipped him because he knew he was a savior.
啊，所以后来主耶稣就很感叹地说啊，我来到世界啊，那瞎子能够得看见啦。
So Jesus said sadly that for judgment I have come into this world.
啊，但是那个看见的人现在反而变成了瞎眼啦。
And those who see may be made blind.
啊，所以法利赛人说，难道我们都瞎眼了吗？
So Pharisees said, are we blind also?
因为他们虽然肉体的眼睛看得见啦。
They can see in the flesh.
但是实际上他们看不出神的作为。
But they cannot see the works of God.
啊，虽然神迹显在他们面前啦，但是他们就硬心啦，啊，不接受不相信。
The miracles were right in front of their eyes, but they did not believe.
啊，所以耶稣说啊，这些看得见的人现在变瞎眼啦。
So Jesus said, those who can see are made blind.
啊，所以啊，我们要求主打开我们这个心灵的眼睛。
So we need to ask the Lord to open our eyes and our hearts.
让我们能够真正认识主。
So I can truly know the Lord.
啊，能够看到神要显在我们身上的能力啊，显在我们身上的恩典啊，是何等的浩大。
To see how great His power and His works are on us.
啊，这个巴迪买啊，啊，他是不只是瞎眼了，他没有办法靠自己维持生活。
And Bartimaeus was not only blind, he could not survive by himself.
所以人家要把他带到路边的地方。
So people brought him to the roadside.
啊，靠着别人啊，接济给他一点食物啊，让他来维持生活。
So people give him food to help him survive.
啊，所以眼睛看不到，生活又很艰难。
He could not see, his life was very difficult.
好。啊，那我们知道说，这个物质上的缺乏不是最重要的。
But we know that the lackings in material is not the most important.
啊，灵性的缺乏更严重。
It's more severe to lack in spirit.
所以虽然我们现代的人啊，物质相当丰富。
So though we have abundance in materials.
啊，但是常常感到心灵上很虚空。
But we feel emptiness in our spirit.
啊，你常常听到一些啊，年轻的小孩子，连小学生啊，啊，都说很无聊，很无聊。
We can hear the children complain how bored they are.
啊，因为真的人的心灵啊，很虚空啊，很无聊。
Because the spirit of man is very empty and bored.
所以阿摩斯书里面说啊，人会觉得饥饿啊，觉得干渴，不是没有饼，也没有水。
And so Amos said that people thirst not for water and not hungry for food.
所以因为人离开了神。
Because they are far from God.
啊，人没有得到神的恩典。
They do not receive the blessings.
啊，好像那个干渴的人啊，没有水来滋润他的心一样。
As if a thirsty person does not have water.
啊，因为人离开了神，没有神的恩典，没有神的灵。
Because
啊，所以就感到心灵上很空虚。
Because they depart from God, so they feel emptiness in their hearts.
啊，啊，这个心灵上的空虚比物质上的贫乏更可怜。
And this emptiness in their hearts is more pitiful than having nothing in material.
啊，所以我们信主了以后，我们也不是在追求物质上的丰富。
So when we believe in the Lord, we don't pursue the abundance in materials.
我们 说要追求在灵性上在神面前的富足。
We pursue the abundance in the spirit.
我们看启示录第三章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章十七节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
三章十七节。
3 verse 17.
说你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷眼瞎赤身的。十八节。
18.
我劝你向我买苦炼的金子，叫你富足，啊，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻啊不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛啊，使你能够看见。这里讲到这个老底家教会。
It talks about the Church of Laodiceans.
因为这个城里面啊，是一个比较啊经济比较进步的一个城市。
Because in this city, they were very advanced in economics.
啊，所以住在那里的人啊，他们生活比较富足。
And those who dwell there are very rich.
啊，所以有很多人都说啊，我富足了，我发财了，我什么都不缺乏了。
So people say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing.
啊，以物质的丰富啊，感到很满足。
They were very satisfied in their abundance.
啊，那是说从神来看呐。
But from God's eyes.
因为他们是处在那个不冷不热当中。
Because they were lukewarm.
啊，所以耶稣说啊，我恨不得啊，把你们从我的嘴巴把你吐出去。
Jesus says that I cannot keep you in my mouth.
因为他们呐，虽然很富足，但是呢，灵性上啊，不冷不热。
They were wealthy, but in spirit they were lukewarm.
啊，所以。虽然他们认为自己发财了
they believed that they were rich.
但是在神来看说你们是困苦可怜贫穷眼瞎的
But in God's eyes they were miserable, poor, blind and naked.
所以物质的丰富啊，不见得你心灵上就能够真正的富足
So material abundance does not mean that you are rich in spirit.
虽然有的教会啊，像士美拿他们是处在生活很困难当中
And some other churches are very lacking in material.
但主耶稣说啊，你们虽然看起来是贫穷，但是在我看你们是相当富足的。
So God says, even though you are very poor, but in my eyes you are very rich.
啊，因为虽然在逼迫当中，但是他们坚守信心。
In persecution, they endure in their faith.
啊，所以神说啊，他们虽然是贫穷，但是是富足的。
And God says, even though you're poor, you're rich.
所以让我们看到说啊，灵性的富足啊，比物质上的富足更重要。
So spiritual wealth is more important than a material abundance.
因为那个才是真正的富足。
Because that's true wealth.
啊，所以主耶稣就叫老底家教会。
So Lord Jesus told the church in Laodicea.
说要买苦炼的金子。
To buy from me gold refined fire.
一方面讲信心，一方面是讲神的道。
And it's talking about faith and words of God.
因为神的道是经过锻炼过的，非常宝贵。
Because words of God are refined.
它才能够让我们灵性上得饱足。
It can satisfy us in the spirit.
他说要买白衣啊，白衣是象征啊，我们所行的义。
And white garments represent our righteousness.
啊，当然我们是靠着主耶稣的救恩，让我们得到称义。
Of course, we are justified because from His salvation.
啊，但是我们要常常披戴基督。
But we need to put on Christ.
我们也要把白衣洗干净。
And we need to wash our white garments.
啊，常常啊，啊都有圣洁美好的行为。
To always have good and holy actions.
啊，说好像常常把这个白衣啊披在我们的身上。
So we always put on a white garment.
啊，说让我们买眼料啊来点我们的眼睛。
And buy from me myself to
anoint your eyes. 让我们能够真正能够得到看见。
So that we can truly see.
啊，这个眼料是主着神的灵啊，能够帮助我们有真正属灵的眼光。
This eye self represents the spirit of God, so we can gain a spiritual
eyesight. 能够看透世界。
To see through the world.
啊，能够看清楚神要给我们的大恩跟大爱。
To see clearly His great blessing and His love.
我们再回过头来看这个巴迪买蒙恩的过程。
And let's continue to study Bartimaeus receiving salvation.
说他原来坐在这个路旁的地方。
So he was sitting by the road.
啊，他听到有很多人啊，从那个啊路这个马路上那边经过。
So that he heard people coming passing by.
啊，可能声音很大。
because it was very loud.
啊，他就问人家说，这是到底是什么事啊？
So he asked others that who was it?
啊，说有的人就跟他讲说啊，拿撒勒人耶稣啊，要从这里经过。
So people told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by.
啊，所以他觉得这是一个千载难逢的机会。
He believed that it was an opportunity that don't come by often.
啊，所以他就抓住机会啊。对主耶稣一族的恳求
So he held on to this opportunity to cry out to the Lord.
因为能够得到主耶稣啊啊的恩典，就是他一生啊啊一个改变他命运的机会。
Because receiving the blessing of the Lord Jesus was the turning point, the change.
因为耶稣啊真的是人类的救主。
Because Lord Jesus was a savior of mankind.
啊，到处行善事来救人。
He went all over to do good and save people.
所以我们看到很多人啊，看到了耶稣，也都马上把握机会，神的恩典临到他。
So many people, when they saw Jesus, they held on to the opportunity to receive.
让他的命运啊完全的改变。
To change their destiny.
有一个血肉物人啊，已经病了12年了。
There was a woman of bleeding has been bleeding for 12 years.
她的钱都花光了，找遍医生啊，就没有办法得医治。
She spent all her livelihood on doctors, but she could not be healed.
突然间，她听到耶稣要从那里经过啊。
When she heard that Jesus was passing by,
虽然她病很重啊
，even though she was very ill,
但她勉强自己啊，挤到耶稣的身后。
She forced herself through the crowd to be behind
Jesus. 结果当她摸耶稣的衣服啊，他的灾病马上得医治。
When she touched the garment of Jesus, she was immediately healed.
啊，所以这是带给他一个很难得的机会，但是他能够紧紧地抓住这个机会。
She held on tightly to this rare opportunity.
有一个病了38年的病人。
There was a person who was ill for 38 years.
啊，他已经没完全没有希望了。
He had no hope.
啊，他靠人家救济啊，来住在一个那个帐篷底下。
He survived under others' help and he lived in a tent.
啊，刚好耶稣来到那里。
And Jesus was there.
耶稣问他说，你想要好吗？
Jesus said, do you want to be made well?
他说，我是想要好了，但是都没有机会啊。
He said, I want to be made well, but there is no chance.
我在这边等啊，已经等过38年了。
I've been waiting here for 38 years.
啊，耶稣说，起来，拿着你的被褥回家吧。
And Jesus said, arise and take up your things and go home.
病了38年，已经绝望了。
He was sick for 38 years. He was without hope.
他只碰到耶稣以后啊，他让他重新得到希望。
But he met Jesus and he regained his hope.
所以耶稣是我们人类的希望。
So Lord Jesus is our hope in mankind.
啊，所以我们应当把握机会啊，啊，亲近主。
So we need to hold on to this opportunity to draw closer to him.
在拿因城的时候啊，有人啊陪着寡妇把他的儿子要到带到坟墓去。
In another city, there were people who was helping this widow carrying her dead son to the.
啊，这个寡妇真的很可怜啦。
And this widow was very pitiful.
啊，丈夫没有了，没有人做她的依靠啊。
She had no husband. She had no reliance.
啊，唯一的盼望就是这个儿子。
Her only hope was in her son.
她希望说这个孩子长大了啊，能够帮助他啊，帮助这个家庭。
Maybe when he grows up, he can help this family.
哪里知道说这个孩子年轻轻的啊就死掉了。
But how can she know that her son would die in young age?
啊，对一个妈妈来讲，这是多么大的伤心的事情啊。
For a mother, how great a pain it is.
因为她全部的希望啊都落空掉了。
Because she lost all her
hope. 所以她的眼泪都已经流光了。
She has shed so many tears.
很多人来看她啊，来安慰她。
Many people visited her and.
啊，那人的安慰啊，都是多余的，真没有办法得啊，从人的身上得安慰。
But they cannot truly comfort her.
所以众人只有陪着她，把她的儿子啊带到坟墓去。
So people helped her to carry her son to the tomb.
那刚好从耶稣从那里经过。
But Jesus was passing by.
耶稣真的很慈悲怜悯。
But Jesus was full of compassion.
啊，对这个妇人说：“妇人啊，你不要哭。”
She said, "Woman, do not cry."
啊，眼泪都已经掉光了。
She has
已经流光了。
Ran out of tears.
人的安慰啊，都是多余的。
And all the comfort is.
但是唯有耶稣才能够真正的安慰的。
Only Jesus can truly comfort her.
耶稣说啊，妇人啊，你不要哭。
Jesus said, "Woman, do not cry."
啊，然后叫那个抬尸体的人说，你们现在就站住。
And told those who carry the body to stop.
啊，然后对那个少年人说，少年人起来。
And said to this young man, arise.
结果那个人就起来了。
And this man rose.
耶稣就活活地把他交给他的妈妈。
So Jesus gave this living son to the mother.
妈妈就得到很大的安慰。
So this mother was greatly comforted.
所以我们今天能够得到主耶稣啊，遇见主，这是我们人生千载难逢的机会。
So today meeting Lord Jesus is a very rare opportunity.
所以我们要好好把握啊。才能够改变，真正改变我们人的命运。
So we need to hold on and truly change our destiny.
我们在东部的教会
In our churches in the east.
有一个朋友啊，他是才从中国来啊，探望他的亲戚。
And there is this friend from China visiting his relative.
他本来在其他的教会啊，相当热心的。
He was very zealous in his church.
他是一个医生。
He was a physician.
也是相当受人敬重的人。
And he was well respected.
结果他的亲戚啊，也不是我们信徒了，是慕道者啊，他就带他来到教会。
And his relative was a true seeker of ours, and he brought him to church.
他来的时候第一次看到我们在祷告。
When the doctor came in, he saw people praying.
他说：“你们在做什么？”
He said, "What are you doing?"
你们的祷告怎么这个样子？
Why do you pray like that?
我们就慢慢跟他解释。
So we explained to him.
说这个圣经里面说我们祷告神会垂听，他会把他的灵赐给我们。
According to the Bible, when we pray, God will listen and give His Spirit to us.
所以使徒时代的时候就是这样。
It was so in the time of apostles.
我们把圣经还给他。
So we flipped the Bible and showed him.
他说那我也要。
He said, I wanted to.
我们说你要的话你就祷告就求啊。
So we told him, if you want it, you pray and ask for it.
你在教会也可以祷告，在家里也可以祷告。
You can pray in the church, you can pray at home.
结果他回家以后啊，每天早上五点起来祷告。
After he went back home, he prayed in the morning at 5 a.m.
结果大概三四天突然间祷告他怕吵醒人所以祷告本来都很小声。
So in the morning, because he was afraid that he will wake people up because he was too loud.
开始讲灵言越来越有力量，越来越大声。
So in the beginning he was very soft, but when he started to speak in tongue, he became very loud.
把他女儿都吵起来。
He woke up his daughter.
他女儿说：“妈妈，你到哪里去啊？”
And this daughter said, "Where did you go?"
你到底对不对啊？你怎么祷告这么大声啊？
Is it right that you pray so loud?
是不是有人给你什么下符咒或者怎么样啊？
Did people cast a spell on you?
他说没有啊，我就是照着他们的方式祷告啊。
He said, "No, I'm just praying according to the
ways." 我祷告身体开始震动但是内心很快乐哎。
When I pray, I'm shaking my body, but in my heart, I was full of joy.
后来来到教会真的我们看了，真的是他得圣灵。
And after we really saw that they received the Holy Spirit.
所以他来主事一看说你们这为什么会这样
？When he came, that He said, "How come it was so?"
他说这个就是神应许要给你的圣灵啊。
And we told him this is a promise of God.
他一听他回家就求了。
After he heard it, he prayed at home.
所以神看人内心神就给他了。
So when people see our hearts, he will give it to us.
感谢主他就离开原来的教会，就到我们教会来了。
So thank the Lord, he departed from his old church and come to us.
他说我们应当要把握
So we need to
信主蒙恩的机会。
So we need to treasure the opportunity to believe in the Lord.
好像这个巴迪买，因为他把握机会。
Just as this Bartimaeus treasuring the opportunity.
所以神的恩典就临到他。
So God's blessing came upon him.
他在问人家说到底什么事情的时候人家就跟他讲说拿撒勒人耶稣要经过。
So people told him Jesus of Nazareth was coming by.
虽然他眼睛看不见。
Even though he could not see.
但他的耳朵很灵敏。
His ears were very clear.
他知道说，这个拿撒勒耶稣这个不平凡的人呢。
He knew that Jesus of Nazareth was.
因为按照圣经的应许
According to the promise of the Bible.
救主要生在伯利恒。
The Lord Savior will be born in
Bethlehem. 长大在拿撒勒。
He'll grow up in Nazareth.
拿撒勒虽然是一个很贫穷的地方。
Even though Nazareth was a place of poverty.
所以有人看不起说那个地方还能够出什么伟人呢
？So people despise that place.
但是耶稣就从那里长大。
But Jesus grew up there.
他就是大卫的祖孙亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And he was a son of David, son of Abraham.
所以这个瞎子虽然眼睛看不见，但是他心里很清楚。
So this blind man can hear very clearly.
啊，他一听啊，就知道说，哎，这个是救赎主了。
When he heard it, he knew that it was a savior.
啊，一听就明白了。
When he heard it, he understood.
啊，所以他就大声喊了，大卫的子孙啊，耶稣基督啊，你要啊，可怜可怜我吧。
So he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me.
啊，所以我们在听哈，听到也很重要。
Hearing the words is very important.
啊，要求神打开我们耳朵啊，让我们真正听得清楚。
We need to ask God to open our ears so we can hear clearly.
啊，这样才能够对我们有帮助。
Then it can be beneficial.
有一次在灵恩会当中
，One time there is a spiritual convocation.
啊，有一个传道者来啊，啊，其实他讲的道理蛮好的。
A pastor came and he preached a very wonderful message.
很多弟兄姊妹都听了很受感动。
And many brothers and sisters were moved.
啊，但是也有一个姐妹
，And there was a sister.
哦，她说我。觉得啊，这个灵恩会都没有造就。
She said, "I would not edify from this spiritual conversation."
啊，不晓得在讲什么。
I don't know what they're talking about.
啊，后来我就跟他讲说啊，这个道理哈、哦，道理是从圣经来的。
So I told her this message came from the Bible.
啊，然我们听道理的人也很重要。
So those who hear is very important.
说你如果有谦卑像小孩子的心呢、啊，神就让你明白。
If you have a humble heart like your children, then God will let you understand.
啊，你如果自以为啊，你什么都懂了。
If you believe that you understand everything,
啊，所以你会听不懂。
Then you cannot understand.
啊，所以要神啊，打开我们的耳朵啊，我们才能够听得清楚。哎。
So we need to ask God to open our ears to hear clearly.
保罗到腓立比去传道理的时候。
When Paul went to Philippi,
啊，有一些妇人啊，在一个祷告的地方。
There were some women gathering at a place to pray.
啊，保罗就为他们讲道理。
Then Paul preached to them.
啊，但是圣经里面说，神就特别开启那个吕底亚的耳朵。
And but God's Bible says God opened a heart of
啊，所以他道理都听得很清楚了。
So she can hear very clearly.
啊，然后就要求保罗说，为他们全家啊来洗礼。
So they asked Paul to bring their family to get baptized.
啊，然后洗礼完了以后说，我现在是真信主的，所以你要住在我们家，接受我们的接待。
So after they were baptized, they said that you need to live in our house to be received.
啊，所以圣经里面说，一个谦卑虚心的人呐、啊，啊，神就让他听得懂道理。
So Bible says a person who has humble heart, then God will let him understand the truth.
主耶稣有一次在啊，神跟他讲道。讲话
Once when God was talking to Lord Jesus,
因为他求神说、啊、能够荣耀他，因为他要来完成救赎的工作。
He asked God to exalt him because he was to complete the work of salvation.
啊、所以他跟神之间、啊、在对话。
He was conversing with God.
啊，旁边的人、啊、听到了。
And those around heard him.
但是都听不懂，所以他们说啊，好像在打雷哦。
They could not understand. They said it sounded like thunder.
因为你听不懂吗？
Because they could not understand.
啊，所以你以为好像在打雷一样。
They thought it was thunders.
啊，我们在听道理也是一样。
And it's the same when we hear the word.
我们看以赛亚书五十章。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书五十章。
Isaiah 50.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5.
以赛亚书五章五十章第五节
，Isaiah 50 verse 5，
第四节开始看
，Starting from verse 4。
主神赐给我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶持疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。第五节
，verse 5。
主神开通我的耳朵。我并没有违背，也没有退后。以赛亚先知啊，他说：“我求神让我做一个受教者。”
And prophet Isaiah asked the Lord to make him as a learned.
啊，虽然他是一个先知啊，常常把神的话来教导别人。
He was a prophet, so he had to teach the word of God.
啊，但是他知道说、啊，我要有神的话来教导别人，我先要领受神的话。
And he knew that to teach other people, he needs to first receive the word from God.
因为先知就是传达神的话了。
Because prophet preaches the message.
啊，如果没有神的话，说先知就一无所知，没有办法讲什么。
Without the message of God, the prophet can speak nothing.
啊，所以他说每天早上啊，他就祷告神呐。
So morning by morning, he prays to God.
啊，求神把我的耳朵打开。
To open his ear.
啊，把那个当受的教训放在我的心里。
So to put the words that he was to preach in their heart.
我领受了神的道以后，我就遵行，没有违背。
So he would just simply follow the words of God.
然后把我领受的道理呢，扶持、帮助、安慰那些需要的人。
And he would use this message to help and support those who need it.
所以我们要注意啊，圣经里面常常讲说，你有耳朵，你就要听。
So Bible often says, those who have ear.
但是你要注意怎么听啊。
But we need to pay attention how we hear it.
我们要用谦卑虚心的态度。
We need to hear with humility.
神就会把他的话放在我们的心上。
Then God will put his words in our hearts.
我们得到神的话，就谨守遵行。
So after we receive the word, then we follow it.
所以我们看到这个瞎子他虽然看不见，但是他耳朵很灵敏。
Even though this blind man cannot see, he can hear very clearly.
人家介绍耶稣的事情，他都通通听进去了。
Before when people introduced Jesus, he has heard.
对主耶稣又很清楚啊，这是大卫的祖孙。
He had a clear understanding of Jesus. He knew he was a son of David.
还有呢，耶稣基督啊，这个救主要从大卫的祖孙出来。
Because Lord Jesus Savior was because.
所以他对耶稣有一定的认识。
He had a certain understanding of Jesus.
然后了解到自己的贫穷可怜。
He understood that he was very poor.
他知道耶稣是慈爱全能的神。
He knew that Jesus was a loving and almighty God.
所以他就大声的呼求。
He cried out with a loud voice.
一再的呼求。
Cried out all the more.
有很多人就禁足他说，你不可以出声啦。
So、
叫他责备他，叫他不可以出声。
So people rebuked and warned him to be quiet.
但是他说啊，我还是一样，因为这是难逢的机会，所以越发大声。
But he cried out all the more, he continued to cry.
所以圣经里面说，没有什么可以阻挡我们亲近神，没有什么可以阻挡我们来得到神的爱。
So Bible says there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
虽然众人已经阻挡他，禁止他发声，他越发大声。
People want to separate him, but he cried out all the more.
因为他需要亲近神，要领受神给他的爱。
Because he wanted to draw near to God and receive his love.
我们看到耶稣很慈悲怜悯。
And we know that Jesus is full of compassion.
耶稣来到那里的时候。
When Jesus came by.
他就站住了。
He stood still.
然后说叫他过来。
And commanded him to be called.
所以我们的神是满有慈悲怜悯的神。
So our God is full of mercy and compassion.
他要把一切的福分赏赐给我们。
He will give us all the blessings.
所以我们应当恳求他求他怜悯帮助我们。
So we need to ask for his mercy and his help.
圣经里面讲耶稣周流各方各城各乡在那边传道理。
And Bible says Jesus preached throughout all the villages.
他看到很多人说他们困苦流离。
And he saw many people in misery.
好像那个羊没有牧人一样。
As sheep without shepherd.
我们知道羊如果没有牧人这个羊就不晓得要走哪里去呢。
We know that sheep is lost without shepherd.
这个羊跟一般的动物不太一样。
And sheep is different from other animals.
牧羊人在前面叫羊就跟着他后面走。
And the shepherd calls in the front, then sheep will follow.
如果没有牧人他不晓得要转哪里他找不到方向的。
Without a shepherd, the sheep doesn't know where to go.
有时候迷失掉了就变成野兽的食物了。
When they're lost, they were devoured by it.
所以耶稣看到这个世人困苦流离。
So when Jesus saw the people,
因为找不到牧者。
Because they did not have a shepherd.
但是耶稣才是真正的好牧者。
But Lord Jesus was a good shepherd.
所以他可以把我们带到青草地溪水旁。
He will guide us to the green pasture.
所以让我们可以有一个安歇的水边。
So we can rest by the waters.
他可以带我们到那个青草地。
He leads us to the green pasture.
让我们吃肉有草吃可以生命很丰盛。
So we have grass and abundance in life.
虽然有时候野兽来了，但是他会安慰我们，会带领我们。
Even though the wild animals come, but he will continue to
protect us. 所以耶稣的确是一个好牧者。
So Lord Jesus was a good shepherd.
所以圣经里面说
，So Bible says,
压伤的芦苇他没有折断。
A bruised reed, he will not break.
将残的灯火他不会熄灭。
a lamp going out, he will not quench.
我们知道那个芦苇啊，长在河边的地方。
We know that reeds grow by the river.
啊，细细长长的。
It's very thin and tall.
啊，但是这个芦苇啊，很脆弱。
But the reed is very fragile.
有时候风大风一吹啊，它就折断了。
When the wind blows, it will break.
啊，有时候就被压伤了。
And they were bruised.
啊，这象征我们人啊，真的很软弱呢。
It's like us, we're very weak.
啊，我们好像那个芦苇一样，很容易被压伤。
We are like reeds, easily bruised.
有时候一个病痛啊，我们就受不了。
And when we are sick, we cannot tolerate.
有时候受到一个刺激啊，我们心灵就忧伤，没有办法忍耐。
When we are provoked, we cannot endure it.
所以我们人常常被压伤。
So we are often bruised.
啊，但是呢，耶稣啊说，压伤的芦苇他不会把它折断。
But Jesus says a bruised reed.
他会想办法要怎么把它扶起来。
He will think of ways to support it.
啊，那个灯火啊，灯火已经快熄掉了。
A withering lamp is
going out. 耶稣不会说，噗一下就把它一吹就让它熄掉了。
Jesus will not blow it out.
啊，那个灯火就是要发光的嘛。
A lamp needs to shine.
他说，我们人的那个善行其实也很微薄。
Our good works are very thin.
啊，有的人讲说，哦，我行很多善事，很多善事。
And people say I do many good works.
那圣经里面说，人行的善事啊，他说好像一件污秽的衣服。
But Bible says, good works of people is like a dirty garment.
何西阿书里面说，人的善行啊，好像那个树上的云雾啊。
And Hosea said, the good works of people are like clouds in the
street. 我们有时候觉得说我行很多善。
We believe that we do many good works.
啊，但是说我们人的善事一点点，一下子就消失掉了。
But our good works are evaporated quickly.
啊，所以真的好像那个快要熄掉的灯光啊，没有办法发出光来。
As if a lamp is going out.
啊，虽然我们有时候啊，常常啊啊犯错得罪神。
So we often make mistakes and think.
好像那个快要熄掉的灯光一样。
Like a lamp going out.
啊，那说主耶稣不会把它吹熄呀。
But God, Lord Jesus will not blow it.
他总是想办法让这个微薄的灯光啊啊怎么重新呢、啊、燃起来。
He will think of ways to revive this burning.
啊，这是我们的主，慈悲怜悯的主。
And this is our merciful and
compassionate Lord. 所以当我们在软弱当中啊，我们知道我们的软弱。
And when we know our weaknesses.
啊，我们要亲近主啊，来求告他。恳求神来帮助我们。
We need to draw closer to the Lord and ask Him to help us.
所以保罗说啊，我喜欢夸口我的软弱。
And Paul says, I boast in my infirmity.
因为当我知道我软弱的时候
，When I am weak,
啊，我就会晓得祷告神。
Then I know to pray to God.
啊，当我祷告的时候，神的能力就覆庇我。
When I pray to God, God will strengthen me.
啊，所以我就在软弱当中啊啊得到刚强。
When I am weak, I am strong.
啊，所以软弱当中啊就求告主。
In his infirmities, he prayed to the Lord.
什么时候软弱啊？啊，什么时候就得刚强
？When he was weak, he was strong.
啊，因为我们的主啊，他是怜悯的主。
Because our Lord is a merciful Lord.
他说他就站在那里，说叫他过来。
He stood still and commanded him to come.
啊，这个瞎眼的就把他的东西就丢着，就赶快跑到耶稣那里来了。
So this blind man threw everything away and came to the Lord.
啊，因为他觉得说啊，得到主耶稣啊，比一切更重要，所以他本来的那些啊乞讨的东西，他有的东西通通丢掉了。
He knew that receiving the Lord is the most important thing, so he threw away everything else.
啊，把他的旧衣服也丢掉了。
He threw away his old garments.
啊，来到耶稣的面前。
To come before the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以我们来到主的面前也是一样。
So it's the same when we come to the Lord.
啊，有的人啊，那些旧衣服啊，那个旧东西啊，他舍不得丢啊。
And some people cannot throw away their old things.
啊，拿个破衣服啊，要来跟耶稣走。
So they want to follow the Lord with old garments.
所以一些啊不完全的信仰啦、啊，不好的行为啊，要全部把它丢掉。
So their old habits, their incomplete faith, they need to throw it away.
所以保罗说啊，我以前认为以我有益的。
And Paul says those that benefit me.
啊，因为我现在认识耶稣基督以后啊。
And when I know the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我觉得那个都没有用啊。
They are rubbish.
啊，我知道耶稣才是至宝。
Because I know the Lord is.
啊，所以那些东西啊，我就把它当做粪土，把它丢掉了。
I throw everything else away as rubbish.
啊，所以那些粪土啊，那旧衣服、脏东西啊，你不要一直牢牢的抱在身上。
So we cannot hold on to these rubbish.
所以里面说啊，有人在那个田里发现宝贝跟珍珠哦。
The Bible says when someone finds a treasure in the field,
啊，他就变卖所有的，把所有通通变卖掉了。
They will sell everything they had.
啊，就是要来找这一块珍珠宝贝。
To purchase this field.
啊，所以这个珍珠宝贝就是神的灵啦，神的恩典，神的话语啊。
And this pearl and treasure is the word of God, God's
Spirit. 啊，所以说我们要用真理跟圣灵来拜神啊，就是珍珠宝贝。
So we worship God in truth and spirit.
啊，这才是真正的至宝，我们要牢牢抓住。
And that's a treasure, and we need to hold on to.
啊，所以很多东西你就可以丢了，不必再计较了。
So everything else we can throw it away.
啊，来到主的面前。
To come before the Lord.
主耶稣问他说：“你要我为你做什么？”
And Lord Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?"
所以耶稣说：“我来不是要受人服侍呢。”
And Jesus said, "He did not come to be served."
我是来服侍人的。
He came to serve.
啊，所以他看到很多人的需要，他就说：“你要我为你做什么？”
He saw people had needs, so he said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他是主动的来问我们需要神怎么来帮助我们。
Proactively, he asked us how can he can help us.
他很乐意啊，来解决我们的困难，来帮助我们。
He is willing to solve our problems.
啊，这个瞎子就说啊，
拉
波尼啊，我要看见，我希望能够看见。
Rabboni, that I may receive sight.
啊，所以他就把他的需要讲出来了。
He told him of his needs.
啊，主耶稣说，照你的信心给你成全。
Lord Jesus says, "Your faith has made you well."
啊，马太福音说啊，主耶稣还伸手摸他的眼睛啊，把他的眼睛就医好了。
In Matthew it says, "Lord Jesus touched his eyes and his eyes."
啊，然后说你可以平平安的回去吧。
Go in peace.
啊，这个瞎子就马上都看见了。
And this blind man received sight.
啊，这种他很高兴啊，啊，就跟着众人呐、啊。啊，他们跟随耶稣了。
And he was very joyful with the crowd. He followed Jesus.
啊，很多人看到这样的情形啊，哎，都跟着一起把荣耀归给神呐、啊。
And when people saw it, they gave glory to God.
啊，所以我们蒙恩的人也是一样啊。
So for us who receive salvation,
哎呦，感谢主的恩典，哎呦，立住跟随主。
We need to praise His grace and determine to follow.
我们来唱诗341首。
Let's sing him 341.
341.
341.
Jesus, come here. song of men. Jesus, come into your home. You will enter a mansion or
Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告。
And right now we will pray.
啊，求主坚固我们每一个人的信心。
We ask the Lord to strengthen our faith.
啊，也求主能够啊带领看顾那些软弱的弟兄姊妹啊，病痛中的弟兄姊妹。
And we ask the Lord to watch over those who are weak in faith or in health.
啊，我们大家同心为着教会圣工的发展来祷告。
And in one accord, we pray for the works of the church.
请大家一起跪下来感谢祷告。
And let's kneel down and pray.